Welcome to Lyric Fest Podcast, furthering our mission to bring people together through the shared experience of song, with lively, theme-oriented recitals that educate, stimulate dialogue, and make a true connection with audiences. Lyric Fest also commissions new songs for a new age, and features singers of national and international stature on each program, while reaching those who love art song and newcomers alike, including youth and families. Joining us today is Darren Hagen, who collaborated with Lyric Fest on a new Naxos CD, 21st Century Song Cycles. He's a prolific composer of acoustic and electroacoustic music for the concert hall and stage. He's also a stage director, conductor, librettist, essayist, and collaborative pianist. The Chicago Tribune described him as a composer born to write operas, and The New Yorker called his music dazzling, unsettling, exuberant, and heroic. His opera Amelia was described by Opera News as one of the 20 best operas of the 21st century. The recipient of numerous prestigious awards and a passionate teacher, Darren has been commissioned by such renowned organizations as the Curtis Institute of Music, the Louvre, Metropolitan Museum of Art, National Symphony, New York Philharmonic, and Philadelphia Orchestra, among many others. And his work has been championed by such world-renowned conductors as Leonard Bernstein, Leon Botstein, Joanne Faletta, Lucas Foss, Leonard Slatkin, and Robert Spano. Darren, good to have you with us today.
Oh, it's wonderful to be here. It's nice to hear those names of old friends.
And tell us about the new album. What's on it and how it came about?
Laura Ward, the marvelous co-director of Lyric Fest, gave me a jingle a couple of years ago and asked if I would write a duo for her for soprano and tenor and piano. And I enthusiastically agreed to because she's incredibly well-respected and admired, and I've loved hearing her recordings and performing for years. So I wrote them a piece called Afterwards, a song cycle. The idea was that it should follow a performance of Der Winterreise. And so I thought that this was an incredibly inspiring setup. So what I did was I imagined two angels, a man and a woman, spiritual creatures who had just attended this performance, and had the two of them singing to one another about the human condition from an angel's point of view. And that is the cycle that ensued. When I came to recording them, I'd already made a couple of recordings for Naxos and suggested the disc to my contact there. And we worked together on other projects, four Dickinson songs in 2014. And we said, well, of course we have to include those. And then there was about a half an hour to fill. And so I reached back into my catalog to a cycle called Phantoms of Myself, which I were commissioned by the great mezzo-soprano Ashley Putnam, and with whom I premiered them at the 92nd Street Y back in, 2008, I guess. And Songs of Experience, another set, and four Irish folk songs for two voices. It turned out to be a very large set and a really wonderful overview. It ended up also being one of the most satisfying recording experiences I've ever had, because I was able to collaborate and co-produce with Laura Ward. So I highly commend the disc. There's some exquisite singing on it and certainly some great playing.
And what's been your impetus to write songs, Darren?
Well, I love music, obviously, and I love words. When I was, 11 or 12 years old, my junior high school chorus teacher, a charismatic man named Wallace Tomchek, taught me the Norman Dello Gioia art song, There Is a Woman Sweet and Kind, or There Is a Lady Sweet and Kind. And I had already begun setting poetry to music, of all people, Yeats and Kafka and really heavy stuff. At that moment, I realized that this was a thing. I thought that I had just been setting words that I liked. And he said, no, these are art songs. And he said, what is your favorite poem? And at the time, it was James Weldon Johnson's The Creation, a huge poem. And he said, well, just set it to music. And over the next 6 months or so, I did, not knowing that that was a big deal. I've been setting words to music ever since.
And are they a significant part of your compositional output?
I have to admit, they're the core. When in doubt, I go back to words. I've written 11 operas and, gosh, over 350 or almost 400 songs now. All of them are in print and the operas are performed. And so that's words and music. I'm stuck with it.
Are you a trained singer yourself?
I sang through college. I took lessons the way that one does when one sings in high school and college and does solos and so forth. And then I worked as a vocal coach in New York when I was a student in order to make money. And of course, I've coached all of my own operas. So I have an intimate familiarity with writing for voices, and I find writing for voices to be the most natural activity for me as a composer.
You mentioned Dickinson. Do you have a favorite poet to set to music?
Yes. I knew you would ask that question. Everyone always does. And I have to say that whoever I'm setting at the moment is my favorite poet. Particularly, I've worked with so many librettists that it would be a very dangerous question to answer truthfully. So I will demur.
And how about to read?
To read? I love reading Joyce because any page of Ulysses is poetry in its own right. And I'm working on an opera right now called Orson Rehearsed, which is like Ulysses, something that you can dip into for 3 to 5 minutes at a time and have a complete aesthetic experience. And perhaps only once in your life experience the entirety of it. That I love that idea of a soupçon or an Augenblick of experience.
And from the musician's perspective, what's it like to sing and play your songs?
Oh, gosh. Well, I write piano parts that I can play. So I don't write the hardest piano parts out there. I know that. and sometimes I write cycles that I don't have to practice, which is a terrible thing to admit. But I was a very good pianist for a couple of years, and I'm still a good pianist when I practice. I spend a lot of time at the keyboard, so I write piano parts that are truly collaborative. They're not just supportive. Because I love to collaborate with singers. I think singers find them probably challenging, but that's a good thing. I've got some songs which are very easy and some which are extremely difficult, but I do know that I'm writing always for people. There are two kinds of composers as far as their orientation towards singers. One is composers who write in the Italian tradition, and that is that they write for specific singers' instruments in mind and human, you know, the human being that is going to sing. And then there's the German tradition of just write it and they'll figure it out. And I'm certainly an Italian tradition fella.
And do you have favorite song composers?
I don't. I love them all for different reasons, and I am cursed in the way that most people do who are very intimately involved with something. It's hard for me not to listen critically to songs, so there are always things I change, even in songs that I adore. So when I give a masterclass and coach a Barber song, for example, there's not a lot I'd change there, but there are some composers I just would – I say, well, to the singer, why don't you try holding that note a couple more beats? See, wouldn't that be great if the composer had done that, which is of mixed value to the singer in the room, singers in the room, but often I have composers in the room, and then that gives them a little bit of an impromptu masterclass in songwriting.
And are you currently composing songs?
I am. I'm finishing, in fact, this weekend, a setting of Walt Whitman for baritone, cello, and piano for a wonderful singer named Seth Keaton. And after that, I told you I'm working on this opera, Orson Rehearsed. I've always got something for voice on the boil, on the stove.
And tell us about the Art of Song, which is an evening-long song cycle for four singers and piano co-commissioned by both LyricVest and the Brooklyn Art Song Society.
I am deeply grateful to both organizations for getting together to commission this project. It's an evening-long song cycle for soprano, alto, tenor, and bass, and piano four hands, so that the two pianists of the organizations can perform together. It is sort of a summa for me. I'm 57, and it will go up when I'm 60. It's something for me. It's one of those projects that will be a summation of the work in song that I've done over the past 40 years. And for me, I feel very grateful to be given the opportunity by such gifted individuals to really say what I have to say.
And on that note of summation, listeners can find the new CD on Amazon and also at LyricVest's next concert, which will be Claude Debussy, Biography and Music, on Saturday, February 10th at 4 p.m. at the Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill, and on Sunday, February 11th at 3 p.m. at the Academy of Vocal Arts in Philadelphia. Darren, good to have you with us today.
My pleasure. Nice talking with you.